grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition. Phone lines, they're wide open, 844-967-2789. Lingering a little too long, perhaps, on the breaking news that Donald Trump was basically shoving evidence down the toilet and flooding the White House residence, in some sort of twisted attempt. And I would wonder, have you ever seen the movie Goodfellas? Do you remember Goodfellas and the cops came bursting down the doors? And Karen Hill, and she was the wife of the main character, Henry Hill, and he was played by Ray Liotta. I forget her name. She's an excellent actress in her own regard. But Henry's all mad. He wants to know where the cocaine's hidden after the cops come. She's like, well, you know, I flushed it down the toilet. They would have found it. He's like, they never would have found it. They never would have found it. She said, yes, they would have found it. And it was, you know, sort of a low point in the movie. He thought it was going to finance his escape from the mob that wanted to kill his ass. But anyways, didn't work out so well for Henry Hill. He went into witness relocation and couldn't get the good marinara sauce. Just some egg noodles and ketchup. It's an excellent movie. Lots of profanity if you like that sort of stuff like Ronnie does. But anyways, back to the Philip Bump piece and the conclusion. You'll see where I'm going with this. Washington Post. The line of inquiry focused on those removed documents may yield nothing concrete. In fact, that's probably the safe bet. But it sits alongside a large pile of other legal questions centered on Trump and his conduct. At the federal level, that includes the investigation into the pro-Trump riot on January 6, 2021, and his attempts to overturn the 2020 election. And I think those are all kind of a big deal, Philip. At the state level, it includes investigations into his private business by the state of New York and a probe considering his efforts to strong-arm state officials in Georgia to revoke Biden's win in that state. He probably faces more risk at state level, given that there's less political cost for a state attorney general or local prosecutor to file charges than there would be for the Biden administration. But the timeline for such a thing to occur is murky. It's useful to consider why these stories are so gripping. One certainty is that Trump unquestionably spurred an unprecedented attack on U.S. democracy after he lost in 2020, an effort that so far yielded no more serious consequences than the loss of his Twitter account. Since he won, there's been an obvious thirst for his opponents for his actions to be held to account. But save losing his reelection bid, he's generally avoided any negative blowback. The he violated records retention laws line feels wily in the matter of taking down Al Capone for tax evasion. But then when the feds arrested Capone, they weren't worried about triggering a literal insurrection. This is also why the toilet story is compelling. It combines two features of the Trump presidency, disregard for the rules and a general, let's call it earthiness, into one story. Already, hours after the story broke, some hack in East Hollywood is crafting a script for this particular scene in some yet-to-be-completed movie of the Trump years, ending the Trump era on some revelation that he had been caught scrambling like Karen Hill, you know, from the Goodfellas movie, to dump the evidence in the toilet has a poetry that has captured America's imagination this morning and, you know, early afternoon. But the more likely story is the predictable one. Trump did something odd that he shouldn't have, and it too lands as a paragraph in a book documenting numerous other odd, inappropriate things he did. Many, many inappropriate things he did. 844-967-2789. If I can find my mouse, I'm going to take some calls. Against my better judgment, CJ, you're first today. What do you got for us?
Wow, thanks, Trudy.
Was Trump flushing the evidence, CJ? And how do you contrast that with the Hillary's emails?
Well, if it's true, they're both wrong. But you're saying the Biden administration at the White House hasn't been able to flush for a year. And it shows because they truly are full of a bunch of crap. And
so this is a constipation joke, CJ. It's a long ways to go, but continue.
But I can understand why you would focus on Trump when your candidate is doing such a fabulous job. If you listen to the news, he achieved in 1 year becoming the worst president in our history. And we're not
really, we got the highest GDP since 1984. We got the highest jobs growth in 50 years. You know, there are a lot of positive things that they don't tell you about on Fox News, CJ.
How many jobs did we lose due to COVID?
Well, that was under Trump's presidency, fella. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we got 2.8%. Let me answer, CJ. In Wisconsin, we have higher employment levels, greater participation rate, and a lower unemployment rate than pre-pandemic. How do you like them apples, CJ?
Sure we are. Sure we are. Just ask the Milwaukee people and the, you know, whatever.
Ask them what, CJ?
Has been wiped out by inflation, Cootie. So you can focus on that rather than crime, cost of everything, energy, fuel, the border, China, Russia.
CJ, you go back to the same hits every day, man. Why aren't you telling me about the Biden administration buying crack pipes for people? It's all over the Foxy News right now.
It's true.
Well, it's true that it's all over Fox News.
$30 million.
You know, literally.
That's the sad thing.
Well, CJ, I've heard your talking points for the day. Let me tell you another Foxy News talking point. And here's the interesting point, CJ. I tried to publish a Fox News article, and Facebook censored me in real time. Facebook basically said, this article is not factual. This article is full of malarkey. That's Fox News. I mean, that's a current article published on their site. And what the article seems to report is that the Biden administration's buying crack pipes. Or at least that's what Fox News would want you to believe. And this is the newest topic. And a guy like CJ is going to hear the crack pipe story and, I gave him an opportunity. He was ready to repeat it readily, even though it's already been disproven. It's already been fact-checked and falsed. Doesn't matter, does it, CJ? The truth, the veracity of the story really doesn't matter to you, does it? When I can't even publish a Fox News story on Facebook because Zuckerberg won't let it happen because it's already been demonstrated to be false. But it's the propaganda they're carrying forward. And then you know what the Democrats have to do? And I've already heard Jen Psaki, probably Peter Ducey, asking the question. Do you deny it? Do you deny that the White House is buying crack pipes for addicts? Yes, I do deny that the Biden administration is buying crack pipes. But suddenly they create this little echo chamber and they want you to know that, you know, if you read between the lines of one of the American Rescue Plan deals that talks about dealing with impoverished communities and trying to lower the plight of drug addiction. And by doing so, if there's, you know, be it Tom Cotton, be it Marsha Blackburn, be it Fox News, well, of course, the next logical conclusion is Joe Biden's buying crack pipes. Fact checks be damned. You cannot even publish that on Facebook without Facebook saying no. I mean, it's pretty bad, CJ. But thanks for bringing it to the attention of my audience so I could dispel any false claims and propaganda in real time. 844-967-2789. Sammy from Waukesha. Welcome, Sammy.
Have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
I feel like I have. Is that a Bill Maher movie?
No, it's not. It's a cast of Saturday Night Live people in it. Yeah, but CJ reminds me of The Lawyer.
Huh. Now I got to go rent it. Although, you know,
you got to see this movie.
Yeah?
It'll either make you laugh or cry.
Little of both, perhaps. Did you see Don't Look Up yet, Sammy?
Not yet.
One's worth a watch. I watched that one, the Leo DiCaprio movie, and I got a friend here. I call him Farmer Bill. He's been a good friend through the years and a big fan of the show. And one day he texted me. He's like, "You are Leo DiCaprio." You know, the character in the Don't Look Up. And I'm thinking, no one, especially my wife, has ever compared me to Leo DiCaprio. But, you know, I'll take it.
Okay, well, CJ reminds me of an actor.
Which actor?
He was the lawyer in the movie Idiocracy. You got to see this movie.
Well, Sammy, you've recommended it twice. Now I've got to at least Google it. And CJ is listening. I see you there, CJ. You can hold for a while. 844-967-2789. Jeannie, my pal from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Jean, how you doing?
Well, hello. Congratulations on your new building.
Well, thank you.
On YouTube, looks like a good place to work.
Well, that's arguable, but, you know, it's a bigger place to work and a shinier, cleaner place to work. And we got windows right on the road. I can see the traffic driving by right now, Jeannie. You could honk at me or drive by like CJ and give me the finger.
Well, you know what? You guys look great on YouTube, so I always recommend people watch you guys because you're just as great, you know, visually as you are auditorily. So
some people compare me with Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, I think so. I think that.
Jeannie, I'm sorry I keep interrupting, sister. What politics do you want to talk about?
Ooh, it's not nice, but, you know, I'm sick of the fascists trying to make the story be in a manner that suits them. I'm sick of the Republican Party as it is today trying to mess with our right to vote or our voting mechanisms. I'm sick of these liars and cheats and scumbags that kowtow to the mob boss who's a liar and a cheat. And it's just sickening when people want to change the subject. When we're talking about insurrection, we're talking about our state being involved. Hey, we're on national news now in the crap that the Republicans pulled on our state. It is just, you know, and we're going to worry about Biden doing something that isn't appropriate or something that's not up to their liking. They didn't do one thing for the people in our country.
But, Jeannie, you know they're going to completely turn that around. To hear a guy like CJ or many of the conservatives I speak with, well, these are all distractions to distract from how terrible it's all been under Joe Biden's presidency.
Oh, well, maybe they should refresh their memory and see the attack on our Capitol when it happened and see when they go back to vote and see the damage that's done. Oh, those people were fine citizens. And then maybe they should bow down to Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who's the biggest liar of them all. I don't know, but I don't get it. But it sure drives me bananas, I got to tell you that much. You guys have a great day, and thank you.
Well, thank you for listening, Jeannie. Be like Jeannie. Call us, 844-967-2789. I'll sneak one more in. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. Mark, what do you got?
Yeah, it's a little sad when, you know, that you wonder for the echo chamber, this emptiness of the heads of some of these people that call in that have swallowed this stuff. It's, you know, it's like hello and how long it takes for the echo to come back when it rattles around between their ears. I mean, it is just... It's
purposeful, though. I mean, Mark, it's purposeful. Yeah. There is an effort currently afoot to misinform the American populace that somehow the Biden administration wants to buy you a crack pipe. And of course, the Biden administration then has to give oxygen to the story, deny, of course, that it is their intent to buy you a crack pipe. And then the next thing you know, all everyone's talking about is Joe Biden and the crack pipes, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like the millions of people that CJ claimed in the last hour were getting registered. They're coming across the border and they're just getting registered right away. I mean, it is to vote right away. It is just, you know, it is just they're lying. I mean, and then they're further in the lie. I mean, they know this stuff is a lie, but they keep on saying it because they want to wound Joe Biden. I mean, and Donald Trump did nothing but wound them for 4 years, and they just say, thank you, sir, may I have another, and that, I don't know, I just...
Come on, man, you're referencing another movie. We can only do like two or three movies concurrently. I can't keep them straight in my mind, Mark.
Well, I wrote a little tune on the Facebook page there for you, so...
I'll give it a look over the break. Mark, appreciate your call and your listenership. Be like Mark, be like all the fine listeners, you know, excepting CJ, and give us a call at 844-967-2789.